Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and as a result, live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live, on the air, and online right now, and we'll be glad to address your question or offer direction for the difficult, frustrating issues of real life. Call now, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. I'll translate that for you. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. I love the end of the year. You know, you look on Facebook, you look on television programs, and everybody has a top 10 list.
Yeah.
What were the top 10 favorite books you read? What are the top 10 songs of the year? And all of those things are fascinating.
And I'll bet you've got one.
I do. We have a top 10 Basic Gospel list. And I was interested to know, what in the world did we talk about on the radio broadcast this year?
Yeah.
You and I always joke every time we go on the broadcast, Richard is well,
what are we going to talk about today?
We're going to talk about Jesus. I mean, he's really the only one worth talking about.
That's
but
right.
There's many aspects of Jesus, many things that we encounter in day-to-day life that he is relevant to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's relevant to everything that we encounter in day-to-day life. So there's different issues, different categories, different subject matters that we want to know, that we're interested in, that we ask questions about.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's our top 10 list. Here are the things that we talked about as Basic Gospel Nation. Everybody out there listening, these are the things that were of interest to you. And I find this fascinating. The first is a tie. We have a tie at the top.
Wow.
The two subjects that we talked about most in equal proportions is apologetics and then salvation.
What did we apologize for?
Well, we didn't apologize for anything,
oh, okay.
But we sure talked about kind of the proof of the gospel. You know, there's so many questions out there, especially today, about, you know, is God, does he exist? I mean, there are these new atheists that are very intelligent, bright, articulate, and they are making a case that God doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And lots of people are listening in, and they are questioning that. So they want to know, does God really exist?
Mm-hmm.
They want to know, is the Bible true? They want to know, did Jesus really raise from the dead? Was he resurrected, as the
yeah.
Bible said? These are all things that people are interested in. And so we talked about the apologetics end of the Christian faith quite a bit on the Basic Gospel broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
The second, well, this is number one as well, a tie.
Right.
We talked about salvation. You know, if God does exist, if we can know him, if we can have eternal life, how does that happen? How can we be rescued from the current plight
mm-hmm.
that we're in? How
yeah.
can we be set free from sin and death? We want to know how to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many people who are saved who want to know assurance of salvation.
Sure.
They're wondering, they're doubting, they're not sure they're saved, so we've helped them drive the stake so many times in their lives. So the number one thing, the two things that we talked about that rank number one, apologetics and salvation.
Yeah.
Number two on the list, and I found this interesting, but I think it's because we targeted this particular subject 1 month, and it was on money and giving. How does the gospel apply to the way we handle money, steward those resources that God has given us? And then tied to that, we all want to know, are we supposed to tithe?
Yeah.
Do we have to give 10%? You know, even if that was a law and we had to give 10%, very few people in America that are living up to that.
Yeah.
So we want to know, you know, how to steward the money that we have been given. And then how to give of our resources. Folks wanted to know about sin.
Mm-hmm.
What does God do to us when we sin? What is sin? What's the definition of sin? So we were interested in that. We were interested
sure.
in the Holy Spirit. Many people called and talked about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Are we indwelt by the Holy Spirit? What does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit? And those are all practical day-to-day living it out
mm-hmm.
Questions.
Sure.
There's forgiveness and repentance. I mean, we've been on the air for well over 25 years, and forgiveness and repentance has always been, you know, one of the top issues that we've talked about. Normally, it ranks at the very top. This year, it fell down to number five. But that's something that really hits us where we live. We all sin. When we sin, we're all worried what's going to happen to us. Is God mad at us? Is he angry at us? Is he going to punish us? How can we get forgiveness for that sin? So those are things that we want to know. Many people ask very specific questions about Jesus. Who is he? How do we know that he is God? What were his claims? We talked about end times. Certainly with all the world events as they are today, folks are wondering, are we at the end of the ages?
Yeah.
Is Jesus coming back soon? Then we talked about the new covenant. That's a topic that's near and dear to our hearts. We talk time and time that we're new covenant believers, that Jesus Christ ushered in a new covenant. So many folks wanted to know what that means to them on a day-to-day basis. And we were able to talk about those four marvelous promises in the new covenant and how that's where we live today. Then folks wanted to know about emotions and depression.
Yeah.
That's just one of those human things that we go through. You know, we feel deeply as human beings, and sometimes those feelings are very hurtful and painful, and we want to know how to escape. Mm-hmm. We can even let those emotions drag us into a point of depression and despair, and
sure,
and
yeah.
We certainly want to know how to break free from that.
And that's a hot topic just after the holidays.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
It's a very hot topic.
Yeah.
And then rounding out the top 10 is marriage and divorce.
You'd think that would be higher on the list, wouldn't you?
You would think that would be higher on the list, but talk about nitty-gritty stuff.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to live out the gospel message, the first place you're going to do it is within your home. If you're married, you're going to wrestle with what loving your wife mm-hmm. or loving your husband is all about. What does that look like? How does faith in Jesus Christ spell itself out in that dynamic relationship? And then the family dynamics of being a parent and raising children and all of those sort of things, and then in-laws and extended family. And so we want to know how the gospel really applies there. So that's our top 10. Apologetic salvation tops the list. Money, giving, sin, Holy Spirit, forgiveness, repentance, Jesus Christ, end times, new covenant, emotions and depression, marriage, and divorce.
I must have been listening pretty good because I got every one of them.
Yes, you did.
Well,
yes.
Friends, pick out one, and let's talk about it on today's edition of Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. My name is Bob Davis, and we are glad that you've joined us. That's an interesting list. I hope you'll take the opportunity to pose a question around one of those. Again, 844-32-BASIC, 844-32-BASIC, and again, as I said earlier, I'll translate that for you, 844-322-2742, lines available right now.
Bob, Basic Gospel is a very interesting program because our listeners are very interesting people.
Absolutely.
They want to know about interesting things and how this gospel message. So my hat's off to Basic Gospel Nation out
yeah.
there, all of our listeners who make this broadcast mm-hmm. what it is, who bring these questions, bring these topics to the air, and we can have lively discussion. And it's just
indeed.
Been a great year, and we are certainly
been a good year.
Yes, it has, and we're looking forward to a great 2015.
Absolutely. I want to give that phone number once again. It's 844-32-BASIC, and we want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. 844-32-BASIC.
Well, we're going to go across the pond and talk to our good friend Saab. Hi, Saab.
Hi, Saab.
Hello. Hi. Hi, Bob and Davis. Thank you to meet you again. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. And to you.
Yeah. I came up with a question today. I was listening talking earlier on. So once we become a believer, or once we come in Christ, so only sin is accountable, is unbelieving. Is that right?
Well, unbelief is the sin. It is the unforgivable sin. I mean, this gospel
yeah.
message goes out You know, the message about Jesus, about who he is and what he accomplished for us through his death, burial, and resurrection. We either believe or we remain in unbelief. So this move of repentance, this changing of the heart and the mind, is moving from unbelief to belief. And that's all, worked out in us by grace. This repentance, going from unbelief to belief, is worked out in us by grace through faith. So if we remain unbelievers, that's what we're accountable for. So when somebody stands before Jesus, before God, he's simply going to ask, "What did you do with my son?" Because that's the issue. That is the real issue. And they're going to say, "I rejected him. I wanted to do it on my own. I thought I was good enough. Here are my good works. I'm going to lay them out before you." And they're going to remain condemned, and they're going to experience the second death, as the Bible testifies.
Right. So when we preaching this gospel, and when somebody asking, "Okay, so your sound is good, but you sound like licensed to sin." So when, how can I say somebody, if somebody ask me, "Oh yeah, so in that case, if I do that sin, can I still go to heaven? Can I I'm not losing salvation if I do that sin?" So when somebody asks that question, how do you interpret that?
Well, Saab, you know, as far as assurance of salvation, that really is pinned to Jesus, not to us. Jesus took away all of our sins at the cross. He died for every single one of them. So if I sin tomorrow, which I will, and you will too, and then we'll sin the next day and the next day, you know, for that sin, Jesus has already poured out his blood. The sacrifice has already been made. So when that sin occurs tomorrow, I just get one more opportunity to thank Jesus for his shed blood on the cross. Now, the other idea of the gospel is this, that Christ came to live inside of us. He had to take away our sins so that could become a reality. He had to cleanse us. He had to forgive us. And that's what he did through his shed blood on the cross, but he did that so that he could come and live inside of us. The real dynamic of the gospel is life. Jesus Christ came that we might have life. Well, how do we experience that life? Well, he comes to abide in us through his Holy Spirit. So we're going to blow it, but that does not deter the work of God's Spirit in our lives. He has committed himself to conforming us into the image of Christ. And as we continue to grow in our relationship with the Lord, we're going to see the fruit of that more and more every day that we are in this relationship with Christ.
Yeah, I understood that. But you understand why I'm asking. You know, when people asking me, so I have to find out the way how to interpret, you know, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah. Well, Saab, I would encourage you to, you know, to keep talking about the reality of Christ coming to live inside a person. So we become new creatures in Christ. We have the Spirit indwelling us. We're indwelt by the Spirit, and the Spirit is going to do a good work. So it's not a license to sin. This isn't like easy believism. God has committed himself to us. He has committed himself to transforming us and to making that transformation from the inside out. So he gives us a new heart. He puts his Spirit inside of us. And then the work of transformation begins. And so as we grow in Christ, we learn to live out more and more of who we really are in Christ. So that's the answer to the person who's saying, "Hey, this grace thing seems like a license to sin." No, grace is Jesus coming to live inside of us. and living his life in and through us. So as we learn to abide in him, we're not going to see sin coming out of our lives. We're going to see his life, his love, his mercy, his forgiveness, his peace, his patience, his kindness, those sort of things coming outside of out of us.
Yeah, that's right. I got it now. And then the another question quickly is Galatians 3:14. What is that Abraham blessing comes to us through Jesus Christ? What is that blessing? Which blessing is talking about?
Well, it goes back to Genesis 12 and then 15 and then 17 and 18, where God reached out to Abraham and said, through your seed, the world is going to be blessed. All nations will be blessed. And we see the fulfillment of that in Jesus Christ. First, Jesus Christ is the seed of Abraham. He was the one that God was speaking about. Paul addresses that here in the book of Galatians. And then he says the blessing is this new life that we receive in Christ that is given to us through the promise of the Spirit. And that promise was not for Jews only, but for Jews and Gentiles. That's the great mystery of this gospel message.
Okay. So, I mean, I was listening to one of the pastors was saying Abraham had gold and silver. So those blessings as well be receiving. That's not true, isn't it?
No. It's about the promise of the Spirit. That's the real blessing. And I'm telling you, Saab, that's more valuable than gold and silver.
That's right, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, good questions today, Saab. Enjoyed the interaction. We'll look forward to talking again soon, okay?
Take care, friend.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, thank you. God bless you. And you too.
All right,
thank
bye-bye.
You.
Well, let's go to Isaiah in Victoria, Texas. Hi, Isaiah.
How are you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
I was listening to you about the tithing issue, and you were saying that tithing is giving, but I don't see it as giving. I don't see tithing as owing. I don't see tithing as paying. I see tithing simply as bringing. That's what the Bible, I found in the Bible, it said, bring ye all the tithes. So I think a lot of people will never arrive at giving until they learn to bring that which is not theirs and being obedient to the word, and I'll hang up and listen to you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Isaiah. Thanks, Isaiah. Thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it. And, you know, Isaiah, you know, makes a good point as far as bringing. And I think that's one of the things that the people of Israel were to learn through this obligation of bringing the tithes into the storehouse. They were to learn that everything that they had was given to them by the hand of God. And that was just a recognition of that. And that's true of us, too. Everything that we have is a gift from God. Mm-hmm. You know, we go to work and we earn and we think, you know, that's rightfully mine. But when we come to Christ and when we understand things through God's perspective, we realize that really everything is God's.
Absolutely.
And we've just given stewardship of that. But in this new covenant, and that's the important, I think, piece of this answer, is that we are new covenant believers. We're not old covenant.
Right.
That was for the people of Israel. Mm-hmm. Well, that covenant was fulfilled in Christ through his death on the cross. And then he ushered in a new covenant. And it's this new covenant that we live in today. So we're new covenant believers. And in this new covenant, we've been called to excel in the grace of giving. Well, what does that mean? It means simply this, that we allow God's Spirit to move in our hearts to, as he was saying, to bring our resources to bear in the work of God's kingdom, mm-hmm. to advance the message of Christ, to meet physical needs, to help our neighbor. We realize that the resources that we have, we can give of those because we have a God that's going to supply all of our needs in Christ Jesus. Yeah. So we're to excel in the grace of giving. That's what new covenant giving is all about.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, I want to just jump in here. We're going to go and speak to another caller in just a moment. But, friends, we're down to the final couple of days of December, and we really need to make a push to get to where we need to be even with the world going into January. And as Bob has mentioned, fully 25% of annual donations arrive in the month of December. And this next day or two, we need your help to close the year on solid footing. So if you can, please help as much as you can. Please go online to basicgospel.net. Or call and speak with Billy, our operator, at 844-41-BASIC. That's 844-41-BASIC. And help us with your most generous gift at this particular time. You'll find the support link again in the header at basicgospel.net, basicgospel.net, or call 844-41-BASIC. We would love to hear from you today.
Yes, indeed. Please help us at this time of the year so we can move into 2015 ready to take advantage of any opportunity that God brings our way
and to
get this good news out, to help engage others in this process of hearing the good news of Jesus Christ, believing the good news of Jesus Christ, and then living it out in everyday life.
There are many fertile fields yet to be cultivated.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to New Jersey and talk to Wayne listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Wayne.
How you doing? Praise the Lord.
Yes, indeed.
I have a question. One of the callers mentioned about if you sin, God will forgive you, and even though because you're still in the flesh, you would still sin. But what came to my mind was when the Lord said that, "Be as perfect as thy Father heaven is perfect." How would you answer that?
Well, I would say this, Wayne, that. You know, that's an impossibility as far as we're concerned. Human effort is not going to deliver us to a place of perfection or God's stated goal for us. That's a gift of grace. That's why in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 14, the writer says this, "By this one sacrifice we have been made perfect forever in the sight of God." So that which God required, he provided for us in Christ Jesus. So here's the verse, "Because by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are the holy ones," and the holy ones are those who have received Christ Jesus. So we have already been made perfect in God's sight. That's good news, isn't it?
Amen. Okay. Well, what is the scripture verse again?
Hebrews 10:14, chapter 10, verse 14.
Got you. Okay, thank you, Bob.
You are so welcome. Thanks.
Have a happy new year.
You do the same, Wayne.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. We'll look forward to connecting in 2015.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Take care, Wayne.
Well, let's quickly go to Dominique in Long Island, listening to us on our great affiliate, WMCA. Dominique, we have just about a minute to go. How can we help you today?
Well, hopefully there's some understanding. God bless. My point is that the Roman Catholics, and I used to be Catholic, are trying to call themselves Christians, and I don't believe they are, because previously they were the Holy Roman Empire, and now the Pope
wants
to
reject
Congress.
Well, Dominique, let me just jump in because of lack of time. You know, from God's perspective, he's not looking at organizations, so we try to attach labels to organizations. Christians are people, individual people who have been saved by grace through faith. So are there individuals within the Roman Catholic Church who are saved, who have received Christ? Absolutely. Are there folks in the Protestant, quote, faith that have received Christ? Absolutely. So I think we need to be a little more granular in how we look at that and bring it down to individuals, because Jesus Christ came to save individuals. He saves us individually, and then he adds us to the body of Christ. And so we are all members of that universal body of Christ. It's a spiritual membership, and I think that's what we really, really need to focus on, the fact that Jesus came to save you, that he came to save me, and he came to save individuals. Yeah. Well, Dominique, thanks for joining us on Basic Gospel today.
Yes, indeed. And thanks, everybody, for joining us. Now for Bob Christopher, for the absent Richard Pfeiffer, and for the entire ministry team, this is Bob Davis inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.